Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. As part of our effort to tackle climate change, Climate Network Lanark has once again stepped up to bring to Lanark County the successful launch of a program that supports local farmers in their efforts to protect the environment. The Alternative Land Use Services Program is known as ALUS, or A-L-U-S. Biologist Alberto Suarez Esteban practices regenerative agriculture at his farm, and he's here to explain the ALUS program. Hi, Alberto.
Hi, Linda.
Nice to have you join us today. How are things up at your farm?
Winding down, but still a few projects to go before we're buried in snow. So.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you could explain to us, what is the Alternative Land Use Services Program?
Yeah, so ALUS is a charitable organization that basically helps farmers take marginal land out of production and turn it into more or less like a natural ecosystem that supports biodiversity with all the benefits that that entails.
Okay. And is this a nationwide program?
It is, yeah.
Right. Now, what makes it unique?
Well, this is very unique because it's a voluntary program. So it's there to support farmers that want to improve biodiversity in their land and do better for society. It's also a very supportive environment that it's also delivered by farmers. So myself and four other farmers, for example, are in the committee for ALUS Lanark. So we not only attract other farmers to be part of ALUS, but also provide guidance. So it's really unique in that sense, in that it's a collaboration between farmers, basically, and facilitated by ALUS.
Okay, and is there any financial backing for this?
Yeah, absolutely. So what ALUS does is basically helping farmers implement whatever they decide to do. So that could be a wetland or a fencing to protect a stream or a river, or planting windbreaks, or multiple different options. So ALUS helps with the implementation of those projects. And also there is a payment for the farmer, usually for 5 years, to compensate for that land that the farmer takes out of production.
Okay, so farmers have crops, right? And they're grown mm-hmm. on land that is really viable and good to mm-hmm. grow that crop. And then there must be other crops. I'm just trying to understand all this, and our listeners are too. So there must be other pieces of that land on their farm that isn't good for farming anything. And this is the piece of land that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. So
okay.
If you drive around Lanark, you might see fields that have a low spot. And that low spot is usually wet, particularly in the spring after thaw, but also throughout the year. And wet soil is not really conductive to farming, right? So
mm-hmm.
that soil was probably originally a wetland, and if not, it's trying to become one. So what ALUS helps the farmer do is take that land that is not really good for farming out of production and turning into the wetland that the land is wanted to become. And in that way, the farmer creates habitat for amphibians and things like that that will actually benefit his operation by, for example, controlling pests. They're also going to retain water in the land and avoid flooding downstream. The wetland is also going to store carbon and help filtrate nutrient runoff from the fields. So there's multiple benefits of doing things like that.
It sounds like it's a win-win situation then. It's a win for the environment and it's a win for the farmer.
Exactly right.
Is it difficult getting farmers, the local farmers, on board with this?
Well, it hasn't been so far because we launched this year, and right away we had three applicants, and we were able to fund their projects. So far, it's been really good.
Oh, that's great. Now, Lanark County is quite suitable for this program, obviously, or it wouldn't have been brought here. Why is Lanark County just, suited for this program?
Well, I think there's a lot of farmers that are trying innovative things in Lanark to not only improve their operations but also give other benefits to society, and that includes restoring natural ecosystems and managing them well. So I think that makes Lanark a great candidate for ALICE. And also, Lanark still contains a lot of wetlands and forests. So giving landowners a chance to protect and enhance those ecosystems is really important for both biodiversity and for mitigating climate change.
Okay, so let's look at those definitions. You talked about biodiversity and ecosystems. Just explain to our listeners, just quickly, if you would, please, what those two definitions mean.
Yeah, so biodiversity is basically the whole range of life forms on Earth. So that's basically what keeps everything alive in our planet. And then an ecosystem is basically one of the levels of organization of biodiversity, and we could define it as a group of species that are interacting with each other and with their natural environment. And that's what we would call an ecosystem.
Okay, and I have something written down here, nature-based solutions. What is that all about?
Yeah, so when we talk about nature-based solutions, is that we're basically trying to enhance the services that biodiversity provides naturally. So, for example, wetlands are great sponges that absorb water and carbon. So when we protect wetlands, we are ensuring that those functions that the wetlands provide are maintained over time. So that's, for example, a nature-based solution to climate change and flooding.
Are wetlands very more effective than other parts of the environment to store carbon?
Yeah, wetlands are great carbon storage. I don't know if you've heard, but this area in northern Ontario where they're thinking of developing for lithium mining, that contains like 80% of the carbon in Canada, just storing peatlands, which is a type of wetland. So wetlands are incredible sponges for carbon, even better than forests sometimes.
Did you say peatlands, like peat moss, as in peat moss?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how did you become involved with the ALICE program on your farm?
Well, when I first heard from Climate Network Lanark that ALICE was coming to Lanark, it was a no-brainer for me because I've made my life goal to protect biodiversity for future generations. So ALICE is a perfect way to do that.
You're a good spokesperson for Alice Lanark then, right?
I hope so, yeah.
How does your farm, how do your practices there fit in then, would you say, with the Alice model?
Yeah, if it's in multiple ways, I have created a little wetland here in our farm. I also have windbreaks. We also have we've created hedgerows for attracting wildlife into the farm. We do a no-till system. We use cover crops. So all of that is enhancing carbon sequestration, is increasing organic matter in the soil. And it's bringing more life into the farm, which is it's my goal.
Do you have people coming up to your farm to see how
Yeah,
you do things?
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we give tours throughout the summer, and also people come pick up their veggies and their eggs, and they are people. It makes me really happy because they always say, "Oh, it feels really peaceful in here," and it's very loud, but not with human noises. It's loud with insects and birds and life, you know.
Alberto, who makes up the Lanark Alice program, the group?
So
Like,
the
who's
committee
involved with
would,
that? Who do you partner with?
yeah, so it's a partnership between ALIS in Eastern Ontario, the Rideau Valley Conservation Authority, the Mississippi Valley Conservation Authority, which are the two conservation authorities in Lanark. And then we have a representative of Lanark County, and then five farmers, including myself, and a couple of other people that are sort of very knowledgeable in terms of agriculture in the county.
And who administers the program then here?
The conservation authorities are the administrator for the program in Lanark.
Okay.
So if any farmer that is listening is interested in joining for increasing biodiversity in their lands,
Yes.
they can contact any of the either of the two conservation authorities.
Okay, well, that's good to know. We're speaking with biologist Alberto Soares Esteban about the ALICE program that has come to Lanark now. Some of the projects that come under this program, what are some of those, Alberto?
So it's really varied. Creation and enhancement of wetlands is one. Doing riparian buffers. So that means basically fencing cattle off streams and other water bodies so that to protect the water bodies from erosion from the cattle and also from manure and such. Also planting native vegetation along those water bodies or in other areas, for example, to create windbreaks. There is also the possibility to, for example, take rocky land out of production and turn it into forest. There is also the possibility to help farmers to cut their hay a bit later, so that the grassland birds that are nesting in their land can have a chance to reproduce. There is also possibility of restoring native grasslands. So there's multiple options. We're always open to suggestions. So if farmers have innovative ideas to restore part of their land into a more natural state, we're always happy to hear what they have in mind.
Oh, that's great. So, if any farmers want to join the Alice Lanark program or find out more about it, they can contact either the Rideau Valley Conservation Authority or the Mississippi Valley Conservation Authority as well.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, and also, can they contact you personally?
Yeah, they're welcome to. And they can also go to alice.ca.
Okay.
And that is the website for ALIS Canada. And if there is a tab there for communities, and if they go there, they'll find the website for ALIS Lanark as well.
Okay, that's ALUS, standing for Alternative Land Use Services Program. Okay,
Exactly, yeah.
great. Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't already asked you about?
Well, I would like to remind people that since we're talking about conserving biodiversity, there is a protest on Smiths Falls tomorrow between 11 and noon
Yes.
to protest against Bill 23, which basically aims to facilitating urban sprawl and destroying our green belts and natural ecosystems. So I encourage everyone to attend that.
Okay, and what time is that again and whereabouts?
It's 11 a.m. to noon in southwest corner of Cornelius Street and Elmsley Street in Smiths Falls.
Okay, that sounds good. Alberto, thanks very much for this. It's been interesting.
You're very welcome anytime.
Take care.
Thank you. You as well, Linda.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alberto Suarez Esteban practices regenerative agriculture at his Nature's Apprentice Farm near Pakenham. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.